Sun Pharma pursues $12 billion Organon takeover to crack Western markets. India's Sun Pharmaceutical Industries is pursuing a $12 billion acquisition of U.S.-listed Organon & Company, a transaction that would rank as the largest ever cross-border pharmaceutical takeover by an Indian company and vault Sun Pharma into the top tier of global specialty drug makers. The deal, reported by Bloomberg on April 27, 2026, signals a structural shift in how emerging market pharmaceutical companies are approaching global scale. Sun Pharma, already the largest pharmaceutical company in India by market capitalization, is targeting Organon, a women's health and biosimilars-focused business that was spun out of Merck & Company in 2021. A $12 billion deal value, if confirmed at that figure, would represent a premium to Organon's recent trading range and would compress Sun Pharma's balance sheet in ways that demand careful scrutiny from institutional investors. Terms beyond the headline deal value were not disclosed in the source material. Whether the consideration is all cash, stock and cash, or involves assumption of Organon's existing debt load has not been made public. Sun Pharma has not issued a press release with binding terms as of the date of publication. Readers should treat the $12 billion figure as the reported deal value from Bloomberg's account, pending formal confirmation. The Organon acquisition, if completed at this scale, would rewrite the competitive map of global generics and specialty pharma. Indian companies have long supplied the world's drugstores with affordable generics, capturing roughly 20% of U.S. generic drug volume by unit count, according to prior industry data. What they have not done is buy their way into branded women's health franchises and biosimilar pipelines with a single stroke of this magnitude. Sun Pharma's move suggests that era is ending. Why Organon is the target and why now? Organon was carved out of Merck & Company in June 2021 specifically to house Merck's slower growth legacy brands, its women's health portfolio, and a biosimilars business that Merck did not want crowding its oncology and vaccine narrative. The logic at Merck was sound. Organon's product mix did not carry Merck's multiple. The result was a publicly listed company trading at a discount to large-cap pharma peers from the day it began independent life. For Sun Pharma, that discount is the opportunity. Organon's women's health franchise includes contraceptive brands and fertility treatments sold across more than 140 countries, according to Organon's own prior public filings. That geographic footprint cannot be built organically in any reasonable time frame. Acquiring it in a single transaction compresses a decade of commercial build-out into one deal close. The biosimilars angle is equally important. Sun Pharma has invested in biosimilar development but has lacked the U.S. commercial infrastructure to compete with Coherus Biosciences, Pfizer's biosimilars unit, or Zandos at scale. Organon's U.S. sales force and regulatory relationships represent a distribution asset that synergy math can justify at a significant premium to standalone value. Our view, the strategic rationale is compelling on paper. The execution risk is material. Integrating a U.S.-listed, New Jersey-headquartered specialty pharma business into a Mumbai-based generics company requires bridging two compliance cultures, two pricing philosophies, and two investor bases simultaneously. The deal math and what the $12 billion price tag implies. The $12 billion figure reported by Bloomberg demands decomposition. Organon's trailing revenue and EBITDA are not specified in the available source material, so precise transaction multiples cannot be calculated from the source text alone. What can be said is that Organon's enterprise value at the time of its Merck spinout was structured around a business generating several billion dollars in annual revenue, with operating margins that reflected the mixed nature of legacy brands and biosimilar ramp costs. If the $12 billion represents enterprise value inclusive of Organon's existing debt, the equity consideration paid to Organon shareholders would be materially lower. Organon carried approximately $9 billion in net debt at the time of its spinout, a figure that has evolved since 2021. The equity check Sun Pharma actually writes could differ substantially from the headline number. Large-cap Indian pharmaceutical acquisitions have historically been financed through a combination of domestic bond issuance, foreign currency term loans, and equity raises. Sun Pharma's balance sheet strength relative to domestic peers gives it optionality, but a $12 billion commitment will require external financing at a scale Indian pharma has not previously attempted. Debt markets and Sun Pharma's leverage trajectory will be central to how institutional investors price the deal's execution risk. The implied synergy case matters as much as the purchase price. Generic pharma acquisitions have historically traded on cost synergy multiples of 8x to 12x EBITDA for businesses with overlapping manufacturing and commercial platforms. Specialty pharma deals with distinct geographic and therapeutic footprints often trade higher, reflecting the scarcity premium of branded distribution networks. Details on the specific multiple applied here were not disclosed. The geopolitical and regulatory architecture of a deal this size, a transaction in which an Indian company acquires a U.S.-listed pharmaceutical business with significant U.S. revenue and FDA-regulated manufacturing, will clear multiple regulatory filters. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States will assess whether any Organon assets carry national security relevance. Given the Biden and Trump administration's successive emphasis on pharmaceutical supply chain resilience, an acquisition of U.S. drug manufacturing assets by a foreign acquirer will attract scrutiny regardless of precedent. The Federal Trade Commission will examine competitive overlap in any therapeutic areas where Sun Pharma and Organon compete directly. Both companies participate in the global dermatology and women's health markets, creating potential overlap that could require divestitures as a condition of approval. India's own regulatory environment adds a layer. The Competition Commission of India and the Securities and Exchange Board of India will each have jurisdiction over aspects of a transaction this large. Sun Pharma shareholders will likely face a vote if the deal requires equity issuance of material scale. What this signals: cross-border deals of this magnitude from Indian acquirers are no longer theoretical. They are regulatory events that reshape how U.S. agencies think about pharmaceutical sector concentration and foreign control of drug supply chains. Investment positioning: where institutional capital should look for private equity investors and long-only institutional allocators, this transaction surfaces several positioning implications. First, Organon stock price. A confirmed $12 billion bid at a premium to market will reprice Organon shares immediately, compressing further upside for momentum buyers but creating an arbitrage spread for merger arb funds calibrated to deal completion probability. The regulatory timeline, given CFIUS and Federal Trade Commission involvement, could extend 12 to 18 months. Second, Sun Pharma's cost of capital. A debt-financed acquisition of this scale will widen Sun Pharma's credit spreads in the near term. Investors in Indian pharmaceutical credit should mark positions accordingly. Equity investors face dilution risk if Sun Pharma elects a rights issue or block trade to fund part of the consideration. Third, the read across for Indian pharma peers. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Cipla, and Aurobindo Pharma each face the same strategic imperative that Sun Pharma is acting on: move up the value chain or be squeezed between Chinese API manufacturers on cost and Western specialty players on price. This deal, if it closes, accelerates the clock for peers. Expect mergers and acquisitions activity from the Indian generics sector to intensify through 2026 and into 2027. The Plaquemine view: the market will read this as Sun Pharma buying scale. Plaquemine reads it as Sun Pharma buying legitimacy with a specific kind of investor, the ESG-aligned, women's health-focused institutional allocator who has historically underweighted Indian pharma because of governance concerns and therapeutic profile mismatches. Organon's founding identity as a women's health company gave it a distinct investor base and a distinct narrative. Sun Pharma acquiring that narrative is not just a commercial transaction. It is a rebranding exercise at the enterprise level, one that opens Sun Pharma to capital pools it has never accessed. The second order implication is for the biosimilars market specifically. If Sun Pharma can leverage Organon's U.S. commercial infrastructure to accelerate biosimilar launches, the combined entity becomes a genuine competitor to Sandoz's standalone ambitions in the U.S. market. Zandos completed its own separation from Novartis in 2023 precisely to pursue this space. Sun Pharma plus Organon, operating at $12 billion in combined enterprise value terms, changes the competitive arithmetic. Plaquemine's thesis: this deal is not about generics. It is about Sun Pharma's management making a calculated bet that specialty pharma and biosimilars will command 15x to 20x EBITDA multiples in the next valuation cycle, and that buying Organon at today's distressed spin-out pricing is the cheapest ticket to that re-rating. Whether that bet pays off depends entirely on integration discipline and the rate at which biosimilar pricing erosion in the U.S. decelerates. Neither outcome is assured. The bottom line: Sun Pharma's reported $12 billion pursuit of Organon is the most consequential emerging market pharmaceutical deal attempt since Teva's $40.5 billion acquisition of Allergan Generics in 2016, a deal that ultimately burdened Teva with debt for years. The parallel is instructive. Scale acquisitions in pharma have a poor track record when debt loads overwhelm integration bandwidth. Sun Pharma's management will need to demonstrate, in the next 2 to 3 quarters, that financing is structured conservatively, that regulatory engagement is proactive, and that commercial integration planning has begun before deal close. Institutional investors should watch the debt structure announcement, the CFIUS filing timeline, and Sun Pharma's next earnings call for signals on each front. A deal that transforms Indian pharma's global standing could, if executed poorly, become a cautionary case study instead.